This is a doctor indicating follow-up visit note, patient name Hamrick, H-A-M-R-I-C-K, James, J-A-M-E-S, date of birth, 7/26/1946, place, future care, Charlesville, date of service, 12/2/2023. History of present illness. This is a 77-year-old gentleman with a known history of coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, CKD, diverticulosis. He presented to Good Samaritan Hospital emergency room. With the lower GI bleed and abdominal pain, patient was evaluated, subsequently admitted. The radio imaging study that showed rotation of the transverse colon. And he has a lower GI bleed. IR attempted to embolize, however, no bleeding was identified. Patient was taken to the OR. He underwent right hemicolectomy on October 30th. Omentectomy, appendectomy with re-anastomosis and closure. Postoperatively, he was monitored. He has acute hypoxemic respiratory failure, acute bilateral provoke, pulmonary embolism, and acute bacterial pneumonia with a paraneumonic effusion. He was treated for that. Respiratory failure was multifactorial in the region. Bilateral PE along with the bacterial pneumonia complicating with the recent COVID infection. The patient was treated for community acquired pneumonia. He underwent thoracentesis, the removal of 120 ml of clear fluid. At present, in the beginning, his creatinine was elevated, that improved. He has a COVID infection. He was monitored and isolation protocol. Diabetes was monitored, coronary artery disease, the previous stenting. He was maintained on his medications after stabilization, PTOT done. He also has a cognitive impairment, was maintained on donepezil. Ambulatory dysfunction, PTOT saw the patient and he was recommended for subacute rehab. He was sent to the future care Charles Village. Patient well known to me previously. Today when I saw the patient, his denials and headache, dizziness, complaining of left knee pain, no trauma, no fall. Past medical history. CAD, excellent hypertension, excellent CKD, excellent hyperlipidemia, excellent diverticulosis, excellent diabetes mellitus, excellent hyperlipidemia. Medications upon discharge. Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours, PRN, apixaban 5 mg BID, Trulastatin 40 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, Sanaslash, Dacoset twice a day, Donepezil 10 mg at night, Gabapentin 300 mg 3 times a day, Glipizide / Metformin 1 tablet twice a day, Adalazine 50 mg 3 times a day, Latanoprost eye drops, both high at night, 0.005%, low salt and 25 mg daily, metoprolol, 50 mg daily nifedipine. Lubricant eye drops, Protonix 40 mg daily, Miralax 17 gram daily. Reverse system, headache, and dizziness, pulmonary cough, cardiac and chest pain, GN, vomiting, musculoskeletal, left knee pain, genital urinary hematuria, neuron sync pain, look and for dipsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert. Cooperative, blood pressure 128/69, pulse 64, temperature 97.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%, blood sugar 114, body weight 170.4 pounds. Had dermac, ectaric, no urine discharge, throat clear, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart test, no stool, abdomen is soft, not tender, but also positive. Extremity, no edema, no cough, tenderness, left knee, painful movement, no redness, neuro is awake, alert, oriented, two, assessment, patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction, next line, recent lower GI bleed, stratifies right, hemicolectomy, next line, status quo right hemicolectomy, omentectomy, and appendectomy. Severe anemia, status quo blood transfusion, 3 units were in the hospital. Next line. History of diverticular bleed. Next line. Anemia, next line. Status quo COVID infection, next line. Pulmonary embolism, bilateral, next line. Pneumonia treated in the hospital. Next line. Diabetes mellitus. Next line. History of cognitive impairment and dementia, history of renal insufficiency with recovery, history of coronary artery disease, status quo stenting. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. I will do x-ray of his left knee. Recent lab WC 8.4, hemoglobin 9.4, mercury 30.9, BUN 17, creatinine 0.8, AST 15, ALT 23. We'll monitor his labs, follow x-ray, continue PTOT, follow precaution, care plan discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. Thank you.